Good morning, Michael. Come on in. Will is upstairs in his bedroom. Are you hungry? I could make you some breakfast if you haven't already had it.
And a good morning to you, too. But no thanks, Miss H. And might I add, you are looking quite ravishing today.
Hey, smartass. Let me talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, sure, Pops.
Don't call me Pops. Look, how do I start this? I understand you or my son are videographers, and I'm cool with that. But he's my son, and going into abandoned places is dangerous. I don't want anything happening to my son, do you understand? Oh, God, it's like talking to a boyfriend. My son's not gay, is he?
Oh, wow. No, he's not. As a matter of fact, he kinda hooked up with a girl last night,
It's okay. Calm down. I know about the party last night.
So we're good. Can I head upstairs?
Yes, I'm done. Oh, this didn't happen. You feel me?
Loud and clear. 10-4.
This kid's such an ass.
That's weird. Hey, Will, I had to pick the lock. You had your door locked. Whoa!
And that would be why the door was locked. I was getting dressed.
And there's that. So, how's my dude? You were a superstar last night with all the useless dribble about the universe. I must admit, I caught you locking lips with... Hey, what's her name again?
Paula.
Sorry, bro. I know you smart types like to stick together.
And the problem with that is...
No, it's just a classification, that's all. See, I can use big words too. So anyway, have you come up with any ideas on where to do the Halloween shoot?
Come on, dude. I haven't even finished the work on the last shoot. But honestly, I don't have the foggiest. And I kind of want to go to a party with Paula, so I don't know.
Party? What party? No one told me of any parties tomorrow night.
You must be losing your touch. But no. It's an intellectual party. You wouldn't fit in. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you, the Benedict House is our best option for our next show.
No. No way. That place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, that's the point. It is Halloween, and that house would be great given its history. What are you doing?
Checking my email.
Now? Class starts in an hour.
Why are you so concerned? Haven't you skipped like 17 times this year?
What? You've been counting?
Now, why would a real estate agent be emailing me?
It's probably some email porn virus.
Well, should I open it or delete it? I'm good with deleting it.
Well, what does the subject line say?
The Benedict House.
What? Are you kidding? Let me see that. Oh, you are so opening this.
Come on, you two. You're gonna be late again.
Hurry! What does it say?
Can I read it first? Did you reach out to this guy or something? He's asking us to do a show from the Benedict House on Halloween.
You see? It's in the stars, as you would say.
Yeah, dude. My dad will never go for this.
Then don't tell him. Here, give me the info and I'll call and see what's up. It would be cool to get paid for real.
Here you go. Now, don't make any commitments till you talk to me.
Bro, it's me.
Yeah, I know it's you.
Come on, you two. Let's go.
Dear, just got the yard done. Ooh, it's getting hot out there already.
Here, Papa Bear, drink this.
Ugh, what is this? This tastes awful.
Carrot, mushroom, and kale. What are you looking for?
I was just making sure you didn't have your cauldron out.
Oh, no, silly. I haven't cooked in that thing in years. You know?
Nope. As long as we keep getting the 5... we'll have another prosperous year.
Speaking of that, did you get a hold of the realty company about showing the house?
Yes, I did. Simon said he was having some film crew come and film inside the house. And get this, on Halloween.
No, get out. Do you think he'll come this year?
It is possible. I lost count a long time ago.
I hope so. I tell you, it's such a bummer not knowing what's going on in the house when the sun goes down.
Well, it is a film crew. Maybe we'll get to see the footage they shot after they mysteriously disappear.
Hey, what's so funny, you two?
Oh, Lizzie, we didn't hear you come in, hon.
I bet. I could hear you two in the other room. So...
go sew buttons.
Really, Granny?
She's just having fun with you, dear. It's that time of year again. All Hallows Eve. Will you be coming by for the show this year?
Not sure. There is a Halloween party I've been asked to go to.
Oh, our little Lizzie is growing up too fast.
Okay. So speaking of that time of the year, do you really have to do this? Can't you just stop? It's bad enough I have to hear whispers behind my back at school that my grandparents, the caretakers of that evil place...
I understand. Lizzie, we all have to make choices in life, and a long time ago, your grandmother and I chose this. Not saying it's been all rosy. There has been tragedy with the house.
Like my mom and dad?
They should have never went in there. We told them and we told them.
Lizzie, look. We're at the finish line with this. And when Midland gets his souls, our deal is done.
And what happens to you?
Hopefully we go on. But honestly, I never really thought about being on the other side of this.
Okay, enough of the Benedict talk. Lizzie, you're already late for school. Carl, you'll have to take her.
Okay, Mother. Lizzie, are you ready?
Yep. Have a good day.
For Hot Street Scooters, based out of Daytona, the world's most famous beach. We carry only new, never used, so when it comes to scooters, ATVs, and dirt bike parts, we are your one-stop shop, even on the internet. We offer a wide range of carburetors, air filters, ignition coils, you name it, we got it, and at rock-bottom prices, with zero down and 0% interest. We run our business on a set of core principles, honesty, integrity, and service. So come see us at 1861 North Nova Road in Holly Hill, or visit us on the web at hotstreetscooters.com, or give Matt a call at 386-265-4470. We're here to keep you riding. Hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., online only on Sundays.
Have a good day was all he said?
Yeah, so I ran out of there. So you'll have to get your beer somewhere else.
Well, there's that.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, spit it out, bro.
Okay. Dude, you live in fear of your dad. You can't do anything wrong. You can't even steal beer right. It's like a rite of passage for growing up. But you give me no.
I sat the beer down and ran.
Think quick, bitch.
Great gut shot. You got me. Wasn't even looking.
Baby, for goodness sakes, he hit Jake Eustace harder, knocked him right out, didn't you, babe?
That's right, babe. Hey, you gonna be okay over there?
Yeah, the lungs are filling with air now. I'll be fine. I'm cool.
Oh, shit! Karen, get your phone out. I can't believe we missed this. Hey, Rob, could you hit him again?
No, I'm good.
No, go ahead!
Whose side are you on, bro?
Right now, your sister's.
Thanks. Really feeling the love, bro.
Hey, where's Randy? He's usually around you two.
I fired him from the show.
Why would you do that? Don't you need a cameraman?
Will, since you're in cahoots with my sister, why don't you tell her?
He thinks he faked some strange occurrences we filmed at the lighthouse the other night. Personally, I don't know how he could have done it.
Well, how did he do it?
Even better, did he admit to it?
Well, no. But why would he?
So, you just got a wild hair up your ass? We're talking about practical joke Randy. He always takes credit for the messes he makes.
But
nothing. You apologize to him. His camera always gets me in a good light.
And I got it. And we are posted. Brother and sister fights over cameraman. And post.
Hey, Will. What you into on the laptop, dude?
Just looking up some history on the Benedict House.
Why?
Isn't that house condemned or something?
Or something.
What's up, peeps?
Lizzie!
So why are we talking about the Benedict House?
Yeah, why are we talking about the Benedict House?
I got an email this morning from a real estate agent asking if we could do our show there for some client looking to sell the house.
Really? Wow. That's great, I guess.
Why do you say it like that?
The place is haunted, for one, and a lot of people have gone missing in that house.
Nah, you're kidding, right? And how is it we don't know about none of that? No one else in this town talks about this place like that.
She's right. It's right here in the police records. Guys, it's been a lot of people.
Like how many?
Over 900.
Come on, that can't be right. 900 people and no one's brought attention to this? Bro, this could be it for us. I can see it now.
Hold on, cowboy. Like I said, it's haunted.
Okay, so it's haunted. By what?
Not a what, a who.
Look, babe, I gotta cruise and get to practice. I'll catch up with you later.
Okay, I'll see you after class. Okay, ladies, there he goes, and he's mine. Don't hate. Well, you can. And post.
Girl, you are evil.
Why, thank you.
Well, anyway, this guy Benedict was some character. It says he was born in some town in Denmark. Moved here in 1915. He was from a wealthy family. Goes on to say he had this house built and had lots of parties. Blah, blah, blah. Wait! It just finishes with he disappeared in 1920 after a party he threw.
Karen, what do you think?
About what?
We could blog from the Benedict House.
I'm all about that.
Oh! So you're just going to invite yourself along just like that?
Fuck yeah! Us in a creepy old house, our views will skyrocket just like that.
We could get footage of ourselves at night.
No, you can't be in there at night.
Why not?
It's haunted.
Well, it might not happen like you two are hoping. I haven't even talked to the realtor. He may only give us a few hours to shoot during the afternoon. Who knows?
And on that note, time to head to Miss Henderson's.
I so love world history.
I'm going to skip and head over to Saul's and make this phone call to the realtor. Hey, Will, since you're going to see Randy, let him know what's up.
What if he says no?
Convince him. Hey, this will be good for him, too. I'll see you all later.
Let's go to class.
Hampton? Herden? Jones? Langston, Macon, Amber, Michael, no Michael again, skipping again. How does he expect to get into a good college if he can't even show up to school? Where was I?
Hey, Randy.
Nichols.
Dude, we have this job. We need to
Castor,
shoot for us.
Phillips, Sabo, Smith,
Mike accused me of
Tucker,
lights or whatever we saw.
I know you couldn't have.
Now, class,
well,
we left
really
off
sorry.
With the Battle
right.
of 1912.
Sure he is.
Will, Randy, is there something you two would like to share with the rest of the class today?
Aw, nah, Miss Henderson. I just asked a question that Randy found funny. Maybe you'll have a better answer.
Okay, what is your question?
Midland Benedict. And the Benedict House, What do you know on the subject?
Why would you want to know about the Benedict House?
Well, the article I read really didn't explain much about what really happened in the house before everyone disappeared. I figured since this is a history class and it is the history around here, you would know.
Okay, well, story has it. Midland came here from Denmark. He bought the land that the house sits on. He was very specific on how the house had to face north to south. Once the house was finished, he had a grand party for all wealthy here in town. But this was no ordinary party. All kinds of debauchery was present. As time went on, Midland befriended almost all the rich tycoons and invited them to very special parties. A cult was formed that night. They had rites and prayed to some demon. In an effort to stay wealthy, the cult began sacrificing animals to start. Well, it worked. The rich got richer and the cult got bigger and bigger. Soon, sacrificing animals wasn't enough, and the wealthy started to lose their fortunes. So, Midland found a spell that would last a lifetime. Now, the sacrifices became human, 5 points, 5 souls. One night, they did an incantation spell to bring the demon forth.
My dear brethren, welcome to the Cully of Sins.
We bear our souls to be judged before he who is unholy.
Kneel before the altar. Blood of blood, we, your unholy followers, bring unto you the sacrifice of 5. 5 young souls we give unto you. Tielmo, hear me. 5 points, 5 souls. Una ik lockton. Una ik lockton. Una ik lockton. Una ik lockton. Una. Tielmo, I beseech you to fulfill your oath and bring forth unto me your gift of eternal life and prosperity. Una ik lockton. Tielmo, I am here. All is for you. Bestow upon us your gift.
No, not yet. 1,000 souls, Benedict. For now, you come with me.
No, don't take me. Here, give you the souls of your loyal followers instead of mine.
No, Benedict. 1,000 souls. 5 points. 5 souls.
No! No! Stay away from me!
Until then,
and they all disappeared.
So are you in?
Wouldn't miss this for the world. Just don't tell Mike yet. Let's have a little fun with him for a while.
Hey, Sal. What's new today?
Michael McDonald, are you in my store skipping again?
Ah, come on, Sal. You make it sound so harsh when you say it. I just need to make one phone call and then it's back to school.
A phone call? Who do you need to call that's got you skipping today? That will be $5.99. Oh, thank you. Have a good day. Now back to you.
Look, Sal, one phone call to a realtor about shooting my show in the Benedict House.
5 points, 5 souls.
What did you just say?
What? I didn't say anything, but do you know the Bennett House is haunted?
I'm just gonna make this phone call over here.
They say Bennett himself comes and drags you to hell.
Good talk, Sal. I didn't know she was nuts.
It's a beautiful day. It's Simon Craig Realty, and this is Simon. How can I help you today?
Yes. My name is Michael McDonald of Abandoned Places, and you sent us an email this morning about shooting at the Benedict House.
Woohoo! Yes, how are you doing today? Hey, my client would like to get some walkthrough video of the house. They're willing to pay $1,000 for your services.
Can we shoot tomorrow? Given the history and it being Halloween.
Sure, no problem. I'll send an email with contact information and where to upload the video you took. So will you take the job?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. Carl Herden is the caretaker of the house, and he has the keys. He'll leave the key for you at the gate tomorrow. Please have your video uploaded by sundown. We can only pay you till sundown. Anything after that is on you. Oh, and please, don't break anything. So do we have a deal?
Yes.
Just making sure.
Good morning, Jack.
Batista, you're in early. How's the family doing today?
Good. Angel took the kids to school today. John has a basketball game tonight against Chapman High School. How's your dilemma?
Better. Looks like Will has a girlfriend.
Really? Good for him. That's a load off your mind now.
Right? It's not like I would have disapproved of him being gay. He spends so much time in his room, and I'm worried about his social skills when he goes off to college next year. He won't have his friend Mike around anymore, so he'll be on his own.
As parents, we never stop worrying about our kids.
Ain't that the truth? So what's on the agenda today?
All cases are on hold for us. It's that time of year.
What? We got babysitting duty? I don't understand why they don't bulldoze that house.
What were those words? Oh, yeah, it's a historical landmark where people go to die.
Why does it sound better when you say it?
Jack, how long have we been partners now? Angel says I have full conversations with you when I'm sleeping.
That's weird. I'm gonna go down and put the requisition in for the SUV for the stakeout.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't mind being able to stretch out in the back.
Right? We're too old for this shit.
I'll bring the bonbons.
Batista, I'll see you later.
Boo! Oh, God. Linda, are you trying to put me in the grave? Where on earth did you get that mask?
Lizzie got it for me. Do you like it?
Oh, it's quite interesting. I'll give you that. Oh, what's that in your hand there? Is that a beer? It's not even noon yet.
It's Halloween, why not? Best holiday of the year for us, so I thought we could make an exception. Besides, I'm all giddy with excitement.
Well, let's not get carried away. We still haven't heard back from the realtor. He should be calling shortly.
Oh, it would be really disappointing if no one shows up this year. We'll get that sickness again, and that wasn't fun at all.
Tell me about it. But the record player is ready to go. 5 points, 5 souls.
5 points, 5 souls.
Lo and behold, it's the realtor. Hopefully he'll have some good news.
Well, answer it, silly. Here, I'll hold your beer.
Yes, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl. Simon Craig, the realtor.
Yes, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. I was calling to inform you the camera crew should be to the house around 4:30 today. I informed them where the key will be for them to let themselves in. And all video that is taken should be uploaded around 6 p.m. Is that good for you?
Splendid, splendid. Thank you for all you've done. 5 points, 5 souls.
I'm sorry, didn't quite hear that.
Oh, nothing. You have a good day.
Will?
Our entertainment will be here at 4:30.
Oh, goody, goody.
Hello, social media world. It's me, Amber.
And me, Karen.
And this is just a little tease of what's to come later
as we live stream from the spooky old Benedict house.
And here we have Randy and Will loading up Randy's van with all of the video equipment.
And maybe, if we're lucky, we'll catch a glimpse of a ghost.
Randy, Will, say hi to our fans.
Hi, fans.
Hey, come on, Amber. Can you two let Randy and Simon finish so we can get over there and get this done already? Remember, we have to upload the video of the place by 6 so we can get paid.
Then it's time to get my drink on. Lots of kisses, and bitches get stitches.
I can't believe this. So, Will, do we have everything we need, or do I need to run and get something?
Yeah, cash. You're paying for gas.
Okay. I'm truly glad you're back, Randy.
I'm not back. I'm here to get paid.
Okay. I deserve that. And I'm sorry for thinking you were messing with us at the lighthouse.
Hey, man, we're in Williamsburg, Virginia. There's a lot of crazy shit in this town.
Well, I'm going to interject for a second, Mike. I picked up the original house blueprints. I thought they may come in handy.
Okay, all packed up.
What?
Gas money?
Now? Okay, here. Now can we go?
Yeah, sure.
Great. We should get there by 4:30, which will give us almost an hour and a half to set up, shoot, and upload.
Then party!
Jack, your wife makes the best damn sandwiches. I know it's just a sandwich, but damn, it's so good.
That may be the one she dropped. Just kidding. Well, we are 2 hours in and nothing.
We're getting paid to sit here. Enjoy it. Unless something big happens, we're stuck.
And it's only 1:30? You know, I still don't get.
And here it comes.
No, seriously. Historical landmarks or not, I don't understand why we can't go in and look around. What's the issue with going in and looking around?
Because that would be breaking and entering. And we've gone in there many times after someone's disappeared. And it's always the same. The place looks like no one's ever been there. So what are we supposed to do?
Hell, anything's better than sitting here. Hey, there's that weird caretaker. He's staring at us. Now he's waving.
Jack, you need to take a vacation.
Maybe I do. He's not right. I mean, how does he make money? He doesn't work. The only thing he takes care of is the lawn. And he never seen anything.
You're gonna keep going on with this, aren't you?
Enough said.
Linda!
What in tarnation? What's with the commotion?
We have a snag.
Oh, geez. Now that's gonna spoil our fun tonight. I know just what to do.
Spell.
Spell.
Goody, goody. Need any help there?
No, I'm good. Here we go. We bear our souls to be judged before he who is unholy. Blood of blood. Dielna. Hear me. Una ik lot tu. Una ik lot tu.
Oh, that smells awful. Did it work?
Well, open a window. Look and see if they're gone. It may take a minute. Always in a hurry.
Attention all units. 280 in progress. Corner of 12th and Midtown. All units respond.
That's us. Hey, Batista, wake up. 280 in progress. Babysitting just ended. Thank God.
What? A bank robbery in this town?
Whew, they're gone. Now we wait for the souls. I mean, kids to show up, and then it's party time.
I'll get the snacks.
Well, we're here. A lot creepier than I imagined.
Hey, Randy, snap out of it. It's just a house. That's all.
Where over 900 people disappeared.
You guys are killing me. Can we just get this done, please?
Hello.
Jeez, you almost gave me 5 heart attacks.
You must be Carl, I take it?
In the flesh.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Say hello to the people in Internet Land. I love you all. Mwah!
Hi.
Okay, now that everyone said hello, can we get out of the van?
Wait, I haven't said hello.
But wait.
Got him.
Okay.
Carl, you're the caretaker, right?
That is who I am.
Have you seen or heard anything strange while in the house?
Can't say that I have.
How about at night?
Now, why would I want to do that? My day ends at 5. Unless something bad happens, I have no need to go back in there.
I was just asking, given the history.
Will, can you please give me a hand back here?
Well, I guess I'll get going. Here's the key. Oh, please don't break anything. Old houses like these come with personalities. Oh, and some doors may stick. Gentlemen, ladies.
What a nice man.
Mike, you want to grab a case here? Weren't you the one in a hurry?
Yeah. I was just sending an email to the realtor to let him know we got here. It's like a paper trail.
Okay, whatever. Take this one and be careful, Butterfingers.
Then why did you ask me to take this case? Oh, I get it.
Okay. Amber, Karen, you two ready?
Yes, Will. We are filming for our social media fans.
You know, Amber, we should say something cool, like entering the cult house of the dead.
I'm opening the door now.
Wow.
He wasn't kidding about personality, was he?
Nope.
Hey, it's not like these cases are light. Can y'all move or something?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Now I could live here.
Wow.
Will, tell me about them. Who's going to be the first to go? I think it'll be the short blonde myself.
I don't really know. But that one called Will, he may last the longest.
Is the record player ready to go?
Even if they don't turn it on.
And there are 5 of them.
Yes, there are.
Goody, goody. Hey, you ready to make popcorn?
Popcorn. Yes, I am.
You a question?
Yeah, what?
Now, we've been going through this entire house and it's magnificent. Now it's a historical landmark, fully furnished Victorian mansion, for lack of better words.
I'm with you so far.
Now it's supposedly for sale. How do you think someone would pay for something like this? I mean, this could be a $1 billion buy.
And we're only getting 1,000?
Well, we're not gonna get that if we don't hurry up. It's close to 6.
Oh, shit. Well, what else do we have left?
Just the basement.
Okay. Upload what we have, and we'll send the basement later. It's a big house.
Karen, I'm here!
Oh, Rob's here. There you are.
Karen, oh my God. They said not to break anything.
Oh, it was just some silly glass figurine. Just push it under the couch. Can't you see I'm here with my sugar bear? Oh, Don't you mind her, Sugar Bear. She's just a mean bitch. Sometimes.
Gag me with a spoon.
Well, maybe I'll just take all these drinks somewhere else for Halloween.
It's Halloween!
Rob must be here.
Yeah, I'd have to agree on that one. Sorry, bro.
Hey, get down here. You have to see this.
We're coming.
Holy shit. Right. This must be where the cult met.
What gave it away? The bloodstained altar? And what's up with this pentagram carved into the floor?
Yeah, but this one's a little different.
Well, there's the bell. At least we got the rest of the house uploaded.
Yeah, I think this part they're gonna want to keep private.
My dear brethren,
what did you do?
Well, I didn't touch it! It started on its own!
Okay, I've had enough now. I think it's time to leave.
Look at the floor! Brandon, are you playing a prank? It's not fun.
Yeah, fuck you too. No!
I think we should go. All the signals are glowing now.
Bring it to you.
We really should go.
Yeah.
Five young souls.
Let's get out.
We give unto you. The elder, hear me. 5 points. 5 souls.
As always, Halloween brings out the nuts. Oh,
that was crazy.
What was that he said? 5 points? 5 souls? I don't know why that sounds so familiar to me. Have you ever heard it?
It does sound familiar, but I can't place it. Hey, isn't this your son's friend's van?
Randy's. Let me call the wife real quick.
Hey,
dear. Just checking up on things. I'm going to be out for a bit. Still on duty with Joe.
On my way.
Anyways, have you seen Will? Not since he left with Randy and the rest. Oh, nothing's wrong. Like I said, I was just checking in.
Well, maybe there's a good explanation why they would be.
Well, I can't think of one.
Wait, we got some activity. Who is that?
We're about to find out.
Hey, why is freaky music playing?
We shouldn't be here. Sis, we need to go. Where's Karen?
This door won't open!
What? Slow down. What is going on?
It seems all that crazy talk about cults was true about this dude. He was into some very heavy shit. Now, where's Karen?
Dude, she's in the bathroom upstairs.
These people have awful taste in music, and a lot needs to be said for this bathroom. Oh, yeah. Amber? Is that you? Rob? Come on, you two. Where are you? Avery, get off of him right now!
Come join us.
Join us. Join us. Join us. Join
us. Oh my God, what was that?
Karen! Karen! What the? Oh God, no.
Hey, hey, take it easy. We're all in this together. Look, Rob, all we need to do is concentrate on getting out of here and let the police deal with whatever did that.
Yeah, nah. Nah.
Rob! Rob! Rob!
This was the best idea ever. Great party, dude.
Great party, dude? Hey, up yours, Randy. This was supposed to be a paid gig. No one was supposed to get killed.
You are the most pig-headed person I've ever met.
Hey, you...
No!
And here we are.
Hey, quiet! Quiet! You hear that? I don't hear anything.
Right.
Rob?
Oh, God. Dude, where's your sister?
This can't be happening. Look, you two find Rob, and I'll look for my sister, and we'll meet up in the parlor, okay?
All right.
Ding dong, two are gone.
Linda, I'm shocked that you would take such great joy in those kids suffering.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Dancing on the Ceiling last year.
I was having a good time.
Well, only 3 more to go, and... Carl! The police are back at the house! And they're talking! Lizzie!
Well, do another spell and get rid of them.
I can't. Not why Dielna is loose in the house. Let's just turn the lights out down here and head upstairs for now.
Lizzie! Calm down! You're not making any sense.
Yes, they are. That's why we have to hurry. The bells are ringing.
Here, give me the axe, and let's go sit down over here.
Okay, take a deep breath. Let's start from the beginning. Is Will and Michael in there?
Yes, they are. That's why we have to hurry. The bells are ringing.
Whoa, slow down. Now, why are they in there?
That doesn't matter right now. They just are, and we need to get in there. They're dying. The bell has rung twice, and that means two are dead.
Okay. Joe, get at that door with the axe. I'll call it in.
Will do.
Okay, Lizzie, I want you to sit in the back of the car. Joe! God damn it, Joe! Okay, let's get you in the car. Dispatch, this is Detective Jack Hampton at the Benedict residence. At 13 Mill Shaft, officer down. I repeat, officer down.
Is it Joe? Units are on the way, Jack.
Now, what just happened to Joe?
He won't let us in.
Who won't let us in?
Midland. I'm shooting this last video in case I don't make it out of here alive. Mom, Dad, I love you. And take care of Little Frog. Little Froggy is my pet snake. My best friend Karen was horribly massacred, and I can't get out of this house. Shit, is someone there? Hello?
Amber!
Oh, it's only you. You scared the shit out of me!
Did not. Randy, we were set up.
Yeah, you think?
Dude, this is the third bell.
Randy, did you hit your head?
No. What the hell?
Oh my god, Rob! That's it. I don't care if we burn the house down. I want out!
Satanic call. This one was first on the scene. Her name is Lizzie. And she seems like she knows a lot about what's going on here.
What? Be for real. What happened to Batista?
He was trying to break through the door with an axe. But when he hit the door, the axe handle shattered, and he was hit in the head.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry, Jack. Truly.
The only thing I know is that four bells have rung. That means four of those kids have died, and mine is among them. And when we hear the fifth bell, they're all dead.
And we haven't been able to breach the house.
Not till the fifth bell, it looks like.
Jack, I don't know what to say.
Not much can be said at this point. But I know when it's all said and done, I want to bring in the two across the street for questioning. I know in my gut they know more than Lizzie here.
Oh, and why is that?
They're her grandparents.
I will make it happen.
Thanks, Chief. That means a lot.
Understanding what's about to happen is the least I can do. What in the heavens?
That was the fifth bell. Holy hell! Lizzie, what was that?
I have no clue. That's never happened.
Take the house. Go, go, go!
Hey, the door is opening!
Lizzie?
It can't be.
Take him! Chief, I'll be back. I gotta find my son.
Go, Jack.
Well, I guess that's it. Final bell of the night. Linda, how do you feel right now? Linda? Linda! Linda!
Carl, we're free. He has returned.
Oh, Linda.
Will! Will! You're alive!
Dad. Dad. They're all gone, Dad.
I know. Will. But you're here. You're here with me. Will, how are you alive?
I guess because there were six of us.
Six? Who else was in there? It doesn't matter right now. But who was that man that walked out of the house?
What man? Dad?
Yeah, Will.
Can we move?
The House of Benedict is another DMIC production. Characters are as followed. Midland Benedict, Dave Neron. D'Elna, Anthony DiTullio. Linda Herden, Carol Mangum. Carl Herden, Daryl Isaac. Lizzie Herden, Jennifer Cornable. Michael McDonald, Isidore Bowers. Will Hampton, Bryson Perico, Jack Hampton, Matt Eisenrod, Joe Patista, Pedro Vasquez, Amber McDonald, Amber Vasquez, Karen Smalls, Deborah Neron, Randy Macon, Lance Roberson, Rob Rich, Eric Rivera, Chief Davis, Melissa Moore, Rachel Hampton, Patricia Ann Isaac, Mrs. Henderson, Ashley Kelly, Sal Comitali, Sandra Blackwell DiCamillo, Simon Craig, Larry Orkarski, Dispatch, Warren Londono. The House of Benedict was written and produced by Daryl Isaac. Sound effects, we give thanks to Soundly.com, Ghost Hack Audio, and Daryl Isaac. For music, special thanks go out to Rick DeAmpert for flute and sitar music, and Daryl Isaac. Sponsored by Hot Street Scooters, credits by Lenora Porto, this has been a DMIC production.
Okay, well, story has it, Midland came from Denmark. He bought the land that the house sits on. He was very specific on...
Oh, so you're going...
Are we doing again? Me, Karen? Okay, good.
Yes, I'm done. On this... Oh, shit. What over this?
Hear me, De La...
Good so far. Took this kids to school today. John has a bath.
This was the best idea ever. Great party, dude.
Fucker. What happened?
Don't call me Pops. Look, how am I going to start this? I understand you or my son are videographers, and I'm cool with that. But he's my son, and I'm going.
Okay, I deserve that. And I'm sorry for you.
Well, open a window and look and see if they're gone. I messed that up.
Anyways, have you seen Will? Not since I left with Randy and...
What are you getting high?
I don't know.
This was the best idea ever. Great party, dude.
Oh, motherfucker.
What happened?
Good so far. Angel took the kids to school today.
Right? John- it's not like I would have disapproved of him being gay.
Let me say that one again. Yeah.
And me, Karen.
Look, babe, I gotta get... Fuck.
I'm going to skip and head over to Sal's to make this phone call to the realtor. Hey, Will, since you're going to see Randy... Since you're going to see Randy and let him know what's up. Okay.
A phone call? Who do you...
And on that note, time to Can't talk.
Right? It's not like I...
As we live stream... I'm sorry, my stomach.
Joe! God damn it, Joe! Okay, let's get you in the car. Dispatch, this is Detective Joe...
Detective Joe. God damn it.
Jack... How long have we been partners now? Sorry.
Hey, come on. Amber, can you let two and then do that thing that you did last time? Okay, so.
Ha 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 ha